Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
Our European allies saying that they are ready to respond with countermeasures. And it also comes as the administration is sending a reminder to our trading partners to send their best offers by today. Only one trade deal has been announced so far.
That's ABC Senior Washington correspondent Rachel Scott. Big box retailers like Target, Walmart, and Costco have all said their prices will be going up because of the tariffs. Elon Musk strongly criticizing the budget bill President Trump is pushing, Musk calling it an abomination because of how much it will add to the federal deficit. The Pentagon planning to take the name of gay rights icon and Navy vet Harvey Milk off of a Navy ship. Coco Gauff overcoming 10 double faults to defeat Madison Keys at the French Open. This is ABC News. Police in New Orleans are still looking into reports that one of the two remaining escaped inmates who ran away from jail recently is now posting videos on Instagram. ABC's Faith Abubi has more from New Orleans.
Authorities in New Orleans now studying several videos posted online, appearing to show one of the two remaining escapees in that brazen jailbreak more than 2 weeks ago.
My name is Antoine Massey.
In the video, Massey repeatedly denying the charges against him.
Please, I'm asking for help.
Court records obtained by ABC News showing he pleaded guilty to a domestic battery charge in St. Tammany Parish back in March before being transferred to that Orleans Parish jail on multiple other charges.
Wells Fargo now out from under strict restrictions put in place by the Fed over what was described as the bank's toxic culture. An investigation in 2016 uncovered Wells Fargo employees creating millions of fake accounts to meet inflated sales demands. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
When you are buying insurance, would you rather go to someone on Wall Street or someone on Main Street? What you're insuring is close to home. Maybe it's even your home. Websites and customer service lines don't always answer your questions directly, but your local insurance agents at Driftless Area Group can. We live here where you live. We work here where you work. Get your free insurance review today by giving us a call at 608-647-9050 to speak to an agent.
Thoughts produce feelings, feelings produce actions, actions have consequences. That's especially true with temptations of many sorts. Thoughts produce feelings, feelings produce actions, actions have consequences. Criminals, drug addicts, alcoholics all understand the statement. What begins in the mind as a simple thought of looking at that pornographic image or taking that first drink or swiping that DVD from the store leads to a feeling of desire to have that item or take that drug, which intensifies to the thrill that it will produce, which leads to the act of giving into that temptation, which leads to a life drawn down into the bottom of the barrel of life, which leads to the consequences of destroyed lives, relationships, and possibly even a prison sentence. But that statement can also be true in the spiritual sense of good living. Thoughts produce feelings, feelings produce actions, actions have consequences. Philippians 4:8 says, "Finally, brothers and sisters, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things." When our minds are involved in thinking about righteous living and becoming like Christ, those thoughts will produce the feeling of joy in our relationship with the Almighty, which will lead us to acts of mercy and love, which will bring us the consequence or the reward of a life lived rightly, sitting on the Father's lap and enjoying His face. I'm Pastor Tim, and you've been listening to Life Tracks. Think on the good things.
Love God, love people, and make disciples. That's the mission of the Richland Center Free Methodist Church, and you're invited to come and be a part of what God is doing here. We are a very family-friendly church where all ages can come and learn more about God's amazing love. Our worship service is at 10:30 each Sunday morning, and you can also worship with us online at rcfreemethodist.com. The church is located at the corner of Park and Kinder Streets in Richland Center. Come as you are and bring the whole family to the Richland Center Free Methodist Church.
Hello, this is Kenny, the wannabe baker from Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe in downtown Richland Center. Looking for a sweet treat or a delicious lunch? Stop into Christie's. Kelly, Diane, or Claire will be more than happy to serve you. Ellie, Kaylee, and Erica will greet you with a friendly hello and a warm smile. Christy Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe, where every day is sunny.
Looking for a safer, more convenient way to handle your packages? Corton, Maine is now an official UPS access point, which means package pickup and drop-off just got a whole lot easier. No more waiting around for deliveries or worrying about packages left on your doorstep. Sending something out? Just stop by and drop it off. It's quick, secure, and on your schedule. Whether you're a busy professional, a small business owner, or someone who just likes convenience, Corton, Maine makes it simple to stay on top of your shipping without the stress. Corton, Maine, now your local UPS access point. Safe, simple, on your schedule. We are located at 172 West Court Street in downtown Richland Center. Open Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Saturdays, 9 a.m. to noon.
Summer, summer, summer. It's time for Civic Media's Scotty Summer Text to Win contest right here on this local Civic Media radio station. We want to hook you up with $100 cash, Milwaukee Brewers club level tickets, and the chance to win a summer getaway to the Wisconsin Dells area or an escape to Door County. Download the free Civic Media app in the Google Play or App Store. Then listen in for the keywords during the 7 and 11 a.m. hour and 2 and 4 p.m. hour. Text in the keyword and get set to win. It's Civic Media's Scotty Summer.
Hey there, Boscobel and beyond. Get ready for Gina and Annie's summer vendor event happening Sunday, June 8th from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. in beautiful downtown Boscobel. From handcrafted goods to local treasures, delicious food trucks to tasty treats, there's something for everyone. Bring the entire family, stroll the amazing vendor booths, and enjoy some good old-fashioned summer fun. Whether you're shopping, snacking, or just soaking in the vibe, this is one event you won't want to miss. Gina and Annie's Summer Vendor Event, Sunday, June 8th in downtown Boscobel. We'll see you there. WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, the rain amounts from yesterday were fairly nice, getting about 0.4 of an inch or a little more here in Richland Center, upwards of 0.75 of an inch toward Lancaster, and Dodgeville checking in with over 0.8 of an inch. As expected, most of the state got a nice soaking out of that. Now, today we're seeing drier air filter in, should eventually lead to some sunshine and mild temperatures. Nice weather to get outside for this afternoon. Same story for tomorrow, should be some nice weather out there. Now, there will be a weak disturbance moving into Wisconsin Friday and Saturday. Could kick up a few hit and miss showers, but certainly nothing that significant. Another front will sweep through Sunday morning to midday. That one has a better chance of producing a widespread rainfall. And then behind that, we're seeing some cool air come in early next week with temperatures about 10 degrees below normal, at least for a day or two. Then it should warm up as we get toward the second part of next week. Here's your forecast for today, though. Air quality alert in effect through noon for the smoke up in the sky and down near the ground, so be careful with that. Otherwise, patchy fog lifting, followed by partly sunny skies, high 77. Northwest and north wind at 5 to 10. Mostly clear tonight, dropping down to 52. Tomorrow looks rather nice with partly cloudy skies, high in the upper 70s. Northwest west wind around 5. On Friday, partly to mostly cloudy, 30% chance of a light shower, high in the mid 70s. Heading into Saturday, mixed skies, some isolated showers possible, low in the mid 50s, high near 76. Sunday should bring showers for the first half of the day, breezy with partial clearing later, high about 71. Monday, mostly cloudy and cool, chance of light showers, high 69. And Tuesday's high 69, maybe a sprinkle, but partly sunny skies. I'm meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Richland County Bank is a hometown independent bank. What is an independent bank? An independent bank is a locally owned commercial bank that is not affiliated with a multi-bank holding company. Independent banks' funds flow in and out through the community. Being a hometown independent bank makes Richland County Bank the best of both worlds. Not only does Richland County Bank know what's happening in the community, it's involved in what's happening in the community. The officers, directors, and staff all live here. Richland County Bank also understands the role local businesses and farms play in the well-being of the community and has since 1881. If you're looking for a banking partner that's dedicated to the community you call home, choose Richland County Bank, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender. Online at richlandcountybank.com.
Currently in Richland Center, it is 58 degrees. Yesterday, 81, and also we picked up 92 one-hundredths of an inch of rain. During one of those rain showers, there was a wind gust that was up near 40 miles per hour. Record high, 91 in 1948. Record low, 36 in 1995. Last year's high was 82, and the low, 64. Sunset will occur at 8:37 this evening. Sunrise time tomorrow morning will be at 5:22. Right now, with a little bit of a breeze from the north-northeast, around 2 miles per hour, our barometer is at 30.09. No precipitation today. We're getting some hazy sunshine, or should we say smoky sunshine, and it is 58 degrees after a low of 52 today.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
WRCO Sports, sponsored by Badgerland Flooring, Richland Center's top flooring provider, boasting over 40 years of expert installation experience, located in southwest Wisconsin, proudly serving local communities with a commitment to quality and exceptional service, and also sponsored by the WRCO Sports Boosters. We'll look at the jigsaw puzzle that is the WIAA playoffs for baseball and softball games this week, after weather has wreaked havoc with the first couple of days and moving games around. So we'll have details in a moment about that. Plus, the Brewers with a close loss, a near miss last night in Cincinnati.
Badgerland Flooring of Southwest Wisconsin was started in 2008 with a goal of helping Richland County and the surrounding areas with all their flooring needs. Since then, our business has expanded from our showroom to the variety of work by offering full kitchen and bathroom remodels, tiled walk-in showers, along with quartz, laminate, and granite countertops. After 17 years, we still say, if you can dream it, we can build it. So stop in or call us today and let Badgerland Flooring of Southwest Wisconsin make your dreams become reality.
I am Phil Nee with sports. Richland Center's softball sectional semifinal with Prairie du Chien was postponed yesterday and moved to today. The Hornets and Blackhawks meet at 5 o'clock this afternoon at Prairie Bluff Middle School. Coach Jamie Gander talked yesterday to me about getting through a busy weekend.
Friday, we were all a little wore out, like I said, but we got some swings in. We went out and just did what we could do. We got them out, got them through graduation on Sunday, and like I said, had a decent practice last night, and hopefully we can get on the bus here tonight and get down there and be ready to play.
I asked Jamie why Prairie du Chien is a tough team.
Well, they got good pitching. They hit well. You know, they're bottom five. Their top five hit very well. The bottom of their lineup still can put a ball in play at any given time. I believe they had six all-conference players, and they're averaging anywhere from, you know, the low 300s up to a little over 400. So, very good hitting team, athletic in the field. They can, and Claire Kennedy is probably one of the better pitchers in Southwest Wisconsin that we've seen this year.
The Hornets lost 2-1 and 10-0 this year to Prairie du Chien.
Yeah, early we were losing those close games. We were trying to figure out who we were as a team at that point. And, I think we've talked about it before. We've kind of learned how to win those games now. You know, as of late, we've been winning by one or winning by two. Early in the season, we were losing by one or two. Our worst loss of the year came at the hands of Prairie du Chien, hands down. I mean, it was a 10-0 win in five innings. And, you don't want to make excuses because they did their job. I mean, hats off to them that night. But we weren't feeling well. We had some bug going through our team. And you don't want to make excuses, but, that just wasn't a good show of who we are.
Richland Center, Prairie du Chien can be heard tonight on FM 100.9 and WRCO.com, beginning with the pregame around 4:45. In the other part of the bracket, Marshall plays Poinette at Poinette for the right to play in the sectional final later this week. Also in girls softball, Division 4 action yesterday, they did get the game in. Mineral Point was a winner over Cuba City, 7-1. Second-seeded Pointers await their opponent, either Waterloo or Random Lake. They will play later today. And in Division 5, Ithaca still does not know who it will play on Thursday in the sectional final. Columbus Catholic and Blair Taylor were postponed yesterday. They will play at Columbus Catholic today, starting at 5 o'clock. Turning to baseball, some games that were played, some that weren't yesterday, and a look at the schedule. The Highland Cardinals are awaiting their opponent, either North Crawford or River Ridge. Those two teams play today, and then they'll face Highland coming up later this week. Last night, a huge win for Boscobel, 1-0 over number one seed in the half sectional, Seneca. Boscobel, an eighth seed, continues on in the tournament. They'll face number five seed DeSoto after their win earlier this week against Weston. And action coming up today in Division III. Games include Lancaster at Fenimore, getting underway at 5 o'clock. Mineral Point and New Glarus play at New Glarus. Cuba City will entertain Prairie du Chien at Cuba City, starting at 3:30. And Dodgeville, with a win earlier this week, awaits its opponent, either Cuba City or Prairie du Chien, in the next round. And in Division II, Reedsburg will be hosting Portage today. Also, Sauk Prairie at Wisconsin Dells, Lodi at McFarland, and Mount Horeb plays in DeForest against Edgewood. The WIAA postseason for soccer starts tomorrow. Richland Center, a fifth seed, plays at number four seed Mauston. River Valley has a first round bye. Also, Wisconsinites Barneville will take on Winnebago Lutheran. In Division III, coming up Thursday, Prairie du Chien, River Ridge Seneca will face Mount Horeb, and Edgerton plays at Platteville Lancaster. Dodgeville Mineral Point plays at Delavan Darien. Division II action, a play-in game yesterday. Holman was a winner, 3-0 over Toma. Baraboo will face Reedsburg coming up as well in D2 soccer. And the state track and field meet is this weekend. Best of luck to those Hornet State participants, including Madeline Huber in the shot put and the boys 4x2 relay team, Fletcher Harper, Kevin Hernandez, Mason Jelenic, and Robert Button. Wesley Hatfield preparing, representing River Valley in the 100 and 200, and Ithaca Weston's Clayton Lee will be running the 1600 and the 3200 as well at the state track and field meet. It gets underway in La Crosse on Friday afternoon. The Brewers weren't able to protect a two-run lead, falling to Cincinnati Tuesday night by a 4-2 score that ended Milwaukee's eight-game winning streak. Sal Frelick had a home run, and Christian Yelich extended his hitting streak to 10 games in a row by singling twice. T.J. Friedl saved the game for the Reds by making a leaping catch on Jake Bauer's long fly in the ninth. The teams wrap up the series this afternoon. The Brewers haven't officially named a starter at this point. Manager Pat Murphy talked about Bauer's pinch hit near home run.
Great pinch hit by Bowers. Yeah, that's why he's on the club. You know, he's got a knack for it. He's got some experience. Yeah, that was great. Great at bat and great catch by Friedl. Great catch.
Elsewhere in the National League, the Cubs over Washington 8-3. Colorado 3-2 over Miami. It was Arizona 8, Atlanta 3. San Diego 3-2 over San Francisco. And the Dodgers beat the Mets 6-5. In the American League, the Yankees 3-2 over Cleveland. Tampa Bay beat Texas 5-1. The Angels 4, Boston 3. White Sox 8, Detroit 1. Baltimore 5-1 over Seattle. Minnesota beat the Athletics 10-3. Interleague play, Houston 3, Pittsburgh nothing. Philadelphia 8-3 over Toronto. Kansas City 10 and St. Louis 7. Packers defensive tackle Kenny Clark confirms he has had off-season surgery after playing the entire 24 season with an injured toe. He was hurt playing in the season opener in Brazil. Clark was limited to just one sack in 17 games after averaging almost five sacks in his first six seasons. He revealed the injury when he joined his teammates for organized team activities last week. Matt LaFleur talked about number one pick Matthew Golden and his progress.
I just like his approach, how he comes to work every day. You know, he gives great effort. His attitude's been outstanding. And obviously he's a talented young player. So still got a lot to learn, but I think he's showing improvement every day.
While Kyle Kuzma and Giannis Antetokounmpo are on the court at the same time, the Bucks have two players who aren't three-point threats. The website BehindTheBuckPass.com suggests that Kuzma should come off the bench next season. He would take the role of providing instant offense when Giannis takes a breather. That would end some spacing issues for the offense. He would also be playing against the opponent's second-teamers. Speaking of basketball, no thanks to all the success the Knicks have had. New York Knicks have fired coach Tom Thibodeau just days after their first trip to the Eastern Conference Finals in 25 years. The Knicks were eliminated by the Indiana Pacers with a loss in Game 6 Saturday night. They then decided to move on from Thibodeau, who led them to the postseason in four of his last five seasons in New York. I'm Phil Nee. That's an update courtesy of WRCO Sports.
Recapping softball regionals while other spring sports are headed to state championships. I'm Travis Wilson, and this is a WisSports.net Minute brought to you by Just a Game Fieldhouse in Wisconsin Dells. More high school sports news after this. You may have heard of Just a Game Fieldhouse in Wisconsin Dells, one of the country's premier destinations for youth sports and events, but did you know that Just a Game does so much more? Just a Game also delivers end-to-end apparel, equipment, and event solutions. With their state-of-the-art screen printing and embroidery facility, they can help with branding for your team and business items, including uniforms, apparel, and more. Just a Game also offers digital services that include a cashless digital platform and event live streaming. Just a Game has also added a second brand new facility in Reedsburg. Find more information at justagame.com. High school softball playoffs featured regional finals last Friday night, and there were a number of upsets involving highly ranked teams. In Division 1, Waterford is the biggest Cinderella still going, as the Wolverines knocked off McGuanago on the road to open the playoffs before taking down second-seeded Oconomowoc 5-1 in a regional final. 7th-seeded Menominee also upset 2nd-seeded Stevens Point in Division 1. In other playoff upsets, Hayward knocked off top-seed Baldwin-Woodville, and Lakeland downed number 1-seed Mosinee in Division 2 contests. In D3, Xavier defeated Peshtigo 11-10, while Richland Center overcame Dodgeville 5-4 in extra innings in a pair of number 4 over number 1 seed upsets. Other teams to score upsets over top-seeded teams included Marshall over Turner, McDonald Central against Stratford, and Waterloo over Oakfield. Softball sectionals continue this week with sectional finals on Thursday, as the participants in next week's state tournament field will be determined. It is also time for the first state championships of the spring season. The 102nd WIAA Boys Tennis Individual State Tournament is Thursday through Saturday in Madison, while the spectacle that is the State Track and Field Championships will be held Friday and Saturday on the campus of UW-La Crosse. This has been a WisSports.net Minute. Check us out online at WisSports.net.
BL Signs. Get your business, home, or vehicle noticed. With all the latest styles, custom design, and on-time local projects, see blsignage.com for the sign you want. Gokenauer Insurance Agency. Charles and Greg Gokenauer, agents of Mount Morris, are ready to help you with all lines of coverage. Gokenauer Insurance Agency, Richland Center. And Julie's Tax Service prepares farm, business, individual, partnership, federal, and state income taxes. Member of the National Association of Tax Professionals, Julie's Tax Service, Richland Center.
Our Wednesday get-together continues with a Paul Harvey Rest of the Story program. That is coming up next here on WRCO for a Wednesday.
Now, the rest of the story. The lighthouse was doomed from the start, seafarers said. 14 miles from land, leaning into the region's wildest winds made of mere wood, it was only a matter of time before she toppled into the English Channel. And it came to pass. One mighty storm in 1703. Eddystone Lighthouse vanished into the darkness. Her architect, Henry Winstanley, was swept away with her. The task of redesigning and rebuilding her fell to one John Rudyard, who had her beacon blazing by 1709, and she was sturdier than her previous incarnation, made of oak and iron, and she stood nearly 47 years against the Channel gales off the coast of Cornwall. It was a fire that took her down in 1755, and still in folk ballads and seamen's lore, the saga of Eddystone Lighthouse lives on. But has anyone before today ever sung the rest of the story? English engineer John Smeaton was designated rebuilder of Eddystone Lighthouse, and the challenge of creating a tall, permanent structure to withstand such intimidating conditions greatly perplexed him. For while the lighthouse beacon itself threatened a conflagration from within, the raging elements would hammer night and day over the tower walls. It would be impossible, many warned, to build an enduring edifice for such a purpose in such a place. So John Smeaton looked around for an architectural example that he might follow, for something not only fireproof, but windproof and waterproof. And eventually he found it. The problem was the architect of that exemplary building was dead. Nobody remembered the formula for its durability. Well, Mr. Smeaton, a master engineer, began experimenting with materials. He subjected them to physical abuse and flames and salt water and fresh water. And for the months that followed, his office looked very much like a mad scientist's laboratory. And then, eureka! In 1759, construction of the new and immeasurably improved Eddystone Lighthouse was completed, and the improvement did bear the test of time. 123 years it loomed 20 fathoms above the channel, defying wind and wave, and when in 1882 it was replaced by a more modern structure, it was for modernity's sake alone. For the building to which John Smeaton looked for inspiration, the durable, indomitable temple whose cryptic construction formula he rediscovered and then applied to Eddystone Lighthouse, was the Pantheon of Rome, built by the Emperor Hadrian in the 2nd century A.D. The secret of the Pantheon's virtual indestructibility was lost during the Middle Ages and may have remained lost forever if not for John Smeaton, who tried and erred and tried again until he had retrieved it from utter obscurity. Indeed, Smeaton's lighthouse was assembled with interlocking stones based on a plan which revolutionized the construction of such towers for years thereafter. But the real wonder of it all, the Eddystone miracle, the rediscovered substance which revolutionized construction everywhere from that day to this day, was the stuff that held ancient Rome together, only to be forgotten, only to be reborn. Hydraulic cement, created from clay-heavy limestone, making possible a ubiquitous something we now call concrete. Only now you know the rest of the story.
Community First Bank is your bank for business. Their business bankers have the financial know-how to get you on the path to a bright future. From business checking to loans, online banking to treasury services, CFB's business banking solutions create more convenience, save more money, and protect you from fraud. Get more from your business banking relationship. Visit Community First Bank.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
It's time for another Town Taxi Triple Play. Keeping RC on the move with commercial-free music, call 647-3114 to schedule a ride today.
I spent last night in the arms of a girl in Louisiana. And though I'm out on the highway, my thoughts are still with her. Such a strange combination of a woman and a child. Such a strange situation, stopping every 100 miles, calling Baton Rouge. A replay of last night's events rolled through my mind. Except a scene or two, erased by sweet red wine. So I change lane. I need a cup of coffee and a couple dollars change. Calling Baton Rouge. Operator, won't you put me on through? I gotta send my love down to Baton Rouge. Hurry up, won't you put her on the line? I gotta talk to the girl just one more time. Send my love down to Baton Rouge. Hurry up, won't you put her on the line? I gotta talk to the girl just one more time. Calling Baton Rouge, sweet Baton Rouge, my Baton Rouge.
Brooks on WRCO. During the Town Taxi Triple Play, we're making some phone calls today. Here's Luke Combs.
Are you sitting at home all alone trying to fall asleep? Are you staring a hole through your phone praying that it rings? Are you watching a movie that you've seen a thousand times? Or maybe playing some air, getting lost in your favorite lines? Well, if you're anything like me, you just might be doing whatever it takes to drown out the noise. But I just want to hear. I'm one number away from calling you. I said I was through, but I'm dying inside. Got my head in a mess. Girl, I confess, I lied when I said I'm leaving and not coming back. Might be the whiskey or the midnight rain, but everywhere I go, I see your face. In my brain, dialing up everything I wanna say, but I'm still one number away. Are you stuck in a red light with a Marlboro light on your lips? Does the smoke in your mirror get clearer without my kiss? Are you changing the station or replacing our favorite song? Or maybe it's a mistake, hit the brakes on the moving on. Well, if you're anything like me, you just might be doing whatever it takes to outrun the storm. But I'm almost out that door, and I'm one number away from calling you. I said I was through, but I'm dying inside. Got my head in a mess. Girl, I confess, I lied when I said I'm leaving and not coming back. Might be the whiskey or the midnight rain, but everywhere I go I see your face. My brain dialing up everything I wanna say, but I'm still one number away. Will you pick up when I call, or just forget we loved it all? We don't have to talk, I just wanna hear your voice. And I'm one number away from calling you. I said I was through, but I'm dying inside. Got my head in a mess. Girl, I confess, I lied when I said I'm leaving and not coming back. Might be the whiskey or the midnight rain, but everywhere I go I see your face. In my brain dialing up everything I wanna say, but I'm still one number away. Away.
Sweet lips a little closer to the phone. Let's pretend that we're together all alone. I'll tell the man to turn the jukebox way down low, and you can tell your friend there with you he'll have to go. Whisper to me, tell me, do you love me true? Or is he holding you the way I do? Though love is blind, make up your mind, I've got to. Should I hang up, or will you tell him he'll have to go? You can't say the words I want to hear while you're with another man. Do you want me answer yes or no? Darling, I will understand. Put your sweet lips a little closer to the phone. Let's pretend that we're together all alone. I'll tell the man to turn the jukebox way down low. And you can tell your friend there with you, you'll have to go.
There you go. Three songs about phone calls, a town taxi triple play, and a stone cold classic from Mr. Jim Reeves.
Hey, it's Tony with Town Taxi. Mr. Beep Beep? Yep, that's me. You need a ride? We've got you covered. As Richland Center's only locally owned and operated taxi service, we go the extra mile for a smile. Literally. Whether it's a quick in-town trip, a ride to Ithaca, Boaz, or Gotham, or even a trip to the airport, we're here for you. And thanks to our free ride fund sponsored by the Salvation Army, we offer free local healthcare transportation to those in need. Doctor's visits, pharmacy runs, we'll get you there. At Town Taxi, we treat you like people, not packages. Call 608-647-3114 today, because getting stuck in transit is no fun.
Jim Reeves had range, didn't he? We'll tell the man to turn the jukebox way down low. You really had to, wow, that's a hard one to karaoke. Good thing I had the mic shut off when that song was playing. The village of Blue River will be flushing hydrants today. Residents are advised that water may look rusty and discolor clothes if washing, but it is safe. Be aware of that. And a big day, always a big doings when the farmer's market is in town. Richland area farmer's market today from 1:30 until 5:30 at the corner of Court and Orange Streets. For information, visit richlandareafarmersmarket.org or call 608-213-3374. After a couple of iffy weeks, you know, they still had it, but you know, you're kind of wondering about rain showers or do the vendors have to put up their tents and things like that. Well, today should be spectacular. So get out and enjoy today when the farmer's market opens up here a little bit later on in our fair town.
It's good to look into the windows you'll be looking out. The perfect place to look into new windows is PMI Windows of Lone Rock. PMI offers premium vinyl windows, custom made to order, with the latest advancements in glass and hardware technologies, fusion welded frames and sashes, and the industry's best lifetime no-nonsense transferable warranty. Windows are not all created equal. Let PMI custom tailor premium vinyl windows just for you. Call 583-7200 for a free estimate.
We're up to 60 degrees in Richland Center, and up next, our trivia question of the day, sponsored by Walsh's Ace of Richland Center and Muscadet, and Ace of Lacrosse. Ace, the helpful place. Getting help at Ace is like going to your neighbor.
Hello, everyone. Brian from Walsh's. Find great deals at Walsh's Ace in Richland Center, Muscadet, and Lacrosse. Ace Basic Pleated Furnace Air Filter. Assorted sizes available. Buy three, get one free. Ace Black Oil Sunflower Seed, 5 pounds, just $7.99. Roundup Ready to Use Weed and Grass Killer, 1 gallon, only $21.99. Walsh's Ace, your local hardware store with friendly service and great savings. And as always, we appreciate your business.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
The winning answer wins courtesy of Walsh's Ace today, if you know the right answer. We're looking at the Milwaukee Brewers roster. Who is the oldest Milwaukee Brewer on the current Major League roster? Give us the correct name and you'll win from Walsh's, 608-647-4155.
Paradise is a swing on a porch. Summertime is a little too short. The best things in life are free.
Yeah.
Dan and Shay on WRCL, we do not have a winner yet in our trivia challenge this morning. Who is the oldest Milwaukee Brewer on the current Major League roster? The most common answer this morning, Christian Yelich. Not right. 608-647-4155. Think about the whole roster. Not just the position players, right? 608-647-4155. Walsh's Trivia today.
Watch the world roll by. Don't need to know where we're going. Don't need to know why. Hell with the white lines. Don't read the stop signs. Just need a pit stop every now and then along the roadside. I'm a rider, I'm a rover, I'm a different breed. Backseat driver with a pedigree. Life looks better from a passenger seat. Pick up the keys, let's go, I'm a road dog. I'm a road dog. I'm mud on the back seats, hair on your good clothes, dog breath and paw prints, wet nose smudges on the windows. Love me a truck stop, love me a hotel, love me a drive-through finger-licking chicken if it goes well. If I know we're leaving, I'm the first in line. Brand new journey for me every time. Don't want company, I'll change your mind. Pack up the treats, let's roll, I'm a road dog.
We have found our winner. Way to go. Brian Bell, who knew the right answer. He's the scholar today. The oldest Milwaukee Brewer on the Major League roster is Jose Quintana. There you go. Had to go to the pitching staff for the oldest Brewer. He is 36 going on 37. And, you know, you may not think of him right away. He was injured for a little bit, but he's been a nice pickup for the Brewers. He's done well for them. And it's amazing how some of these journeyman guys, they get kind of new life with a new team, maybe a different pitching coach, different approach and different mindset. And sometimes they can really contribute. Started his career with the White Sox in 2012. He was with the Cubs in 2017 through 20, and he was with the Angels and the Giants, both in 2021, the Pirates and the Cardinals, both in 2022, the Mets in 23 and 24, and presently with the Milwaukee Brewers. Jose Quintana, the right answer. He's been a major leaguer for 13 seasons, one ahead of Christian Yelich, who's been in the majors for 12, but Christian... a little younger, 33 is his current age. So there you go. Thanks for playing trivia today.
Community First Bank is your bank for business. Their business bankers have the financial know-how to get you on the path to a bright future. From business checking to loans, online banking to treasury services, CFB's business banking solutions create more convenience, save more money, and protect you from fraud. Get more from your business banking relationship. Visit Community First Bank.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Celebrate creativity at the Spring Green Art Fair, June 28th and 29th in beautiful downtown Spring Green. Explore works from over 180 artists featuring pottery, paintings, jewelry, woodwork, and more. Enjoy live music, local food vendors, and fun for the whole family, all in one of Wisconsin's most charming small towns. Admission is free, and everyone is welcome. The Spring Green Art Fair, June 28th and 29th. Get the details at springgreenartfair.com. Perhaps you didn't win the trivia question this time. Well, everybody did not win except Brian Bell, but we do have a chance for you to win here, courtesy of WRCO and Crystal Grand Music Theater. We have a couple of shows coming up this weekend, and we'll give you the choice if you'd like to go. We've got a couple of tickets for caller number 8, and caller number 8, we'll give you the choice of either revisiting Creedence Clearwater Revival, which is there on Sunday night, or up close and personal with the legendary Wayne Newton. He is there on Saturday, June 7th. So your choice of either or, and we'll give you a chance right now, 608-647-4155. What did I say? 7. Yeah, caller 7 is the winner this time. Here's Old Dominion.
I know it's a drag, I know it's a grind. I know that a dollar ain't worth a dime. Just trying to keep up with the Joneses at the end of the block. I know you get tired, I know you get down. I know you get sick of the soul-sucking town. But let's make a little lemonade if lemons is all we got. Cause I'm stuck on you, you're stuck on me. I never gotta wonder where my honey be. I ain't saving all my sugar for a Saturday night. 7 days a week I got an appetite. Sunsets like a tangerine. Let's find a road we've never seen. Don't waste another mile or a minute not kissing me. Life is short, make it sweet. Open sky, glimpse of heaven. Take the top off the CJ7. Let that surfside sand and a wind mess up your hair. Let that windshield frame the ocean. Radio keep coast to coasting. If we don't get where we're going, baby, I don't care. I'm already there. Cause I'm stuck on you, you're stuck on me. I never gotta wonder where my honey be. I ain't saving all my sugar for a Saturday night. 7 days a week I got an appetite. The sunset's like a tangerine. Don't waste another mile or a minute not kissing me. Life is short, make it sweet.
Making it sweet from Old Dominion. Well, congratulations to our winner today. The correct caller was Paul Radke. Way to go, Paul. So we have a winner from Wisconsin Dells. That's pretty awesome. So don't have to give him directions to the Crystal Grand, but we'll enjoy shows this weekend. Again, Wayne Newton happening on Saturday afternoon. Doors open at 2, show at 3, and revisiting Creedence. Doors open at 7, show at 8. Good show recreating the songs of Creedence Clearwater Revival, and they've got a couple of members of the group in that particular unit, so they do a good job of performing the songs. All right. Well, thanks for listening. Keep listening for your chance to win. We have a real cool morning show coming up. Of course, we've been talking about the Richland County Dairy Breakfast, and we will get Annette in here for the 44th year in a row talking about the Dairy Breakfast. Annette Lewis is in, and Randy and Shelley Schmidt have chosen to maybe park the tractor just for a few minutes to come in and join us on the morning show today. Here's Tanya Tucker.
I know a man, a good friend of mine. He spends all his time trying to make love work out right. But the woman he loves, she don't feel the same.
I don't know what to say. picked up the phone before a last call hour. And not cause they cheated, and not cause they lied, and not cause they're sort of sorry after a fight. And wait, there's guys that can't communicate, that aren't looking for a heart to break. Always thought, hell no.
Megan Maroney on WRCO Radio, and am I okay? I guess that's the musical question today.
Happy trails to you until we meet again.
Phil Neal, hoping all your trails are happy until we talk again later next hour with some friends in the morning show studios right here on WRCO FM Richland Center. The news at 9 is sponsored by Pamela's Fine Jewelry, enhancing the relationships with those you love, and the Phoenix Center, family fun at its best. There's always something for everyone, including bowling, legendary pizza, and video games. We're at 62 degrees at 9 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The 50% tariffs on steel and aluminum are now in place. The tariffs kicked in at midnight and are expected to boost prices on cars, appliances, even groceries and toys.
At Walmart, the nation's largest retailer, the cost of some toys way up. A baby Bourne doll that cost $34.97 in March now costs $49.97, up roughly 43%. Last month, an Etch-A-Sketch cost $14.97. Now it's $24.99, a nearly 67% increase. Walmart's CEO had sparked Trump's anger by warning the president's tariffs would lead to higher prices. Walmart telling us the new price hikes are influenced by a variety of factors.
ABC's Mary Bruce. Members of the Boulder community to hold a vigil tonight following the firebombing attack that left 12 people hurt, the suspect facing hate crime and attempted murder charges. Several people feared dead in a stampede outside a cricket stadium in India. This is ABC News. The Gaza Humanitarian Fund, set up by the United States and Israel, has paused operations at its distribution sites in the territory following multiple mass shootings that have left dozens of Palestinians dead. ABC's Ian